Okay, so like everyone's got baggage, right?
Mm.
And I don't mean the kind you check at the airport. I'm talking about those deep down hurts, those things that can trip you up even years later.
Yeah, for sure.
Like you get a parking ticket and suddenly you're 10 years old again getting picked last for dodgeball. You know what I mean?
Totally, it's way out of proportion.
Exactly. And that's what we're diving into today with Chiron, not the like fortune-telling side of astrology, but how it helps us understand those wounds we all carry and how they can actually become strengths.
Right, because it's not about pretending the pain isn't there, right?
Exactly. It's more like, how do we work with it? Which is where this Melanie Reinhart's work is so mind-blowing. She really gets into the nitty-gritty of how Chiron's story plays out in our own lives.
Yeah. And what's so interesting about Chiron is he was this amazing healer, right? Like mentoring heroes, the whole
Oh,
deal.
yeah. Wasn't he like the go-to teacher for all the Greek demigods?
Exactly. But, and this is the big BUT, he had this wound he could never heal.
Oh, right. He gets hit with, what was it, a poisoned arrow?
Yeah.
And he's this incredible healer, but can't fix himself.
It's like the ultimate paradox.
Yeah.
And that's what makes his story so relevant to like the human experience, because aren't we all a bit like that? We've got our own stuff, our own
It's
baggage.
like that saying, the doctor who treats himself.
Yes, is a fool for a patient. Exactly.
But with Chiron, it's not about being a bad doctor. It's deeper than that. It, like Reinhardt says, sometimes those unhealed parts of us are what make us most able to connect with other people's pain.
100%. It's like if Chiron could just magic away his own wound, he might lose that deep empathy, that ability to guide others through their darkness.
So the wound, in a way, is what makes him such a powerful teacher.
It's not about glorifying suffering at all. It's more like recognizing that those scars, those things we might want to hide, they're part of what makes us us. And that's okay.
It's like when you're talking to someone and you can tell they've been through it, you know? Like they get it on a whole other level. It's not just words.
Exactly. That's Chiron's energy right there. It's like that shared experience of being deeply, truly hurt by life, betrayal, rejection, all the fun stuff.
This stuff nobody wants to talk about, but everyone's dealt with on some level.
And those things can really mess with our sense of how the world should be, you know? Like, we expect fairness, but life doesn't always deliver.
Oh, tell me about it. And Reinhardt has this line that just nails it. She says, like a giant magnet, it draws in every small experience of unfairness, swelling the fund of bitterness and envy.
Oh, wow. That's.
Isn't that perfect? It's like every little thing that reminds us of that original wound, it just piles on.
Totally. And that's where things can get messy because Chiron's energy, it's not just personal, it's playing out in the world around us too.
It's like everywhere you look, someone's got a megaphone, right?
Yeah, totally.
And it's not like these aren't real issues, right?
No, absolutely not. It's
It's just
just
the intensity of it, right?
exactly. It's like the feeling that everything is broken
And it has to be fixed now.
and someone has to pay. Like that outrage, it's often coming from this place of deep inner wounding, you know, that feeling of it's not fair.
Right. And maybe that's valid, right? Like maybe we were wronged, but how do we move on?
That is the question, isn't it?
Because Reinhardt says something super interesting about this. She's like, Chiron couldn't heal his wound.
Yeah, and that was actually key why to his whole deal.
Right, like what? The healing eye is the wound? That doesn't compute. Shouldn't the goal be to like get rid of the pain?
You'd think, right? It seems so backwards.
It's like if someone offered to wave a magic wand and erase all the bad stuff that ever happened to you.
Cleaning me up, right?
Right. But then you start thinking, like, would I even be me without those experiences?
It's that whole butterfly effect thing, like change one thing in the past.
And who knows what the present looks like?
Right. It's scary, even if it's tempting.
Totally. And Reinhardt's point is, even the tough stuff, even the things we wish had never happened,
It becomes part of who we are.
like it or not.
Exactly. And the key is, how do we integrate that?
Okay, so how do we do that? Because she also talks about how this Chiron energy can get stuck in blame, you know, bitterness. We've all met that person,
Oh,
right?
yeah. Still holding on to the same grudge from like 1982.
Exactly. So how do we avoid that? How do we take this whole wound as teacher thing and actually make it work for us, not against us?
It's the million-dollar question, right? And there's no easy answer. But I think what Chiron teaches us is true healing, it's not about erasing the past. It's about integrating it. It's about taking all those experiences, even the really crappy ones, and finding a way to make them part of our story.
So it's not about pretending like everything's fine, I'm totally over it, you know?
Right, right. It's not about slapping on a fake smile and pretending the wound doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's more like acknowledging it's there,
yeah,
honoring the pain, but not letting it like take over the whole picture.
It's about finding a way to integrate it. Make it part of your story, but not the whole story.
Right. And yeah, that's got to be a process, right?
Absolutely. It takes time. It might take therapy, journaling, creative expression, whatever works for you. Sometimes it's about connecting with others who get it.
Yeah. That shared human experience can be so powerful.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's about finding a way to channel that pain into something meaningful. Think about activists who are fighting for justice because of their own experiences. Artists who pour their hearts out into their work.
That rawness can be so powerful too.
It's like those cracks, those wounds, they make us more sensitive, more attuned to the suffering of others. And that's where the real gift of Chiron comes in, you know?
Yeah. It's not about magically erasing the wound. It's about what we learn, how we grow, the wisdom we gain from living with it.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that we're all a little bit broken. We all have our scars. And that vulnerability, that shared human experience, that's where the real connection happens.
So it's not about going back to being unwounded, because that's probably not even possible.
Right. And who would we even be at that point? It's
yeah,
about moving forward with those scars, with those experiences, and finding a way to make them part of who we are.
And maybe even finding the strength and the wisdom in those experiences.
Absolutely. It's about realizing that those things we might see as weaknesses can actually be our greatest sources of empathy, creativity, and connection.
Wow. So much to think about.
Right. It totally shifts your perspective.
Yeah. It's like Chiron's story is telling us, hey, healing isn't always pretty. It's not always linear. It's messy and complicated.
But it's in those messy, imperfect journeys that we often discover our greatest strengths and connect with others in a way that wouldn't be possible otherwise.
And on that note, that wraps up our deep dive into Chiron.
We hope this conversation has given you a lot to think about.
Maybe sparked some introspection, encouraged you to see those wounds as sources of strength, and helped you recognize the wisdom and resilience hidden within your own story. Until next time.